last week's parasha ended with the bris of Avraham Avinu. And the bracha that he won't be called Avraham anymore, he'll be called Avraham. And right after that we have Hashem is Nigle, the Yevel of Hashem, is Nigle to Avraham Avinu. And he had the Gilui of the Malachim. Doesn't even say what the Malachim told him. That it says they came for three reasons. One was to be Marapihim, one was to be Vaser him on the Lady of Sora. And the third is to be Matzah to Hefech Stoim, and also the one that was came to be Marapihim was also Matzah Loit. We have right after the mice of the Mila, we have the Parsha Avraham with the Malachim. And the parsha is, the ikur of the parsha is the merdik chesed of Avraham Avinu. He was sick. Ve'yoratz Avraham ikpesach ho'er ve'ishtach ho'otzo. The rotzim to do chesed. So she rotzim to do chesed, the Kodesh Baruch Hu made it a very hard day, Yitzi Chama min Artiko, in order that no Urchim should come. And nevertheless, when Urchim came, he ran Pesach Oyel, and he was machnis Urchim in a mshudig way. Shloish seim kemach seiles lushu vasiugo is vela boga vatsavo vikab and boga rach vatoi vaiti lana vimalas lisa. Exaggerated mamash chesed beyond what any ordinary person would do. Three seim kemach seiles, and also to make a special, take a special behemah, in order to give them loshen, they should have a noah. What's the connection between the two? Why, after the mile, do we see that Avraham Avinu is such a bal chesed? Teretz is, what keeps us from being bal chesed? Being concentrating on ourselves. You don't even notice other people. Koshkin, we don't think about doing chesed to them. Our relationship with other people is just to think how much cover they give us, whether we have as much as they. What their opinion is of us, that's our relationship with other people, most people. So how can we do chesed to someone that's really our antagonist? Most people look at other people as a threat to themselves. They say a threat to their COVID, a threat to their reputation, jealousy, they took away things from them. That's how people look at others. So how can you be a bal chesed to someone? How can you be kind to someone? How can you give them away shloish sim kemach seiles? How can you do that if you're concentrated on yourself? There it says, to lose our focus on ourselves. That's the inyan of the mila. Inyan of the mila of Avraham Avinu, the milas haguf and the milas of the neshome. There's a lev, the meal of the lev. The meal of the goof makes it that we're not such bali taive. As the Rambam says in Me'ar Levuchim, the meal of the goof makes us less bali taive than goyim. But the meal of the oros halev makes us less selfish. Taive and selfishness go together. A person thinks about his physical pleasures, he's concentrated on what he can gain from the world and therefore doesn't think of anybody else. But with the mila, which took care of the mila, lessened the taive, made Avraham that he doesn't live a life concentrated on his taive, and the olas halev Olas Halev, that he doesn't think about himself all day. He's now Avraham Avinu, his name changes. Ava Mangoyim Nesaticho. You're now a father for all the Goyim, not just for yourself. You're here to teach others Torah, teach others Yiddishkeit. A transformation takes place in his body, in his neshama, and in his name. All of it is no longer for himself, only for others. When that happens, there's a gilui yashchine. Doesn't even say Hashem didn't even want to tell him anything. It just says vayevel of Hashem. It was a gilui yashchine. He was zeichet to come close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What stops us from coming close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu again is our selfishness. We don't see the world around us. If we wouldn't be self-centered, we're walking around in amazement at the world around us and seeing a Bnei Olam around us. How do people remain apikosim in face of the miracles that take place in their bodies and their nature and everything around them, day in, day out, from the moment of the very birth to old age? How do they manage to remain apikosim? Because they're involved in themselves. There was a book that was once written. It said, "I don't have enough faith to be an atheist." It's a very good, very apt title. You have to have a munah to be an atheist. You have to have a munah that somehow you'll find a solution. Science doesn't have any solution for any of these questions. But they have a munah that they're going to find solutions how the world made itself, how things evolve by themselves, how the miracles, the complexities of the bodies, of nature, the eyes, the brain. The brain has more connections of nerves than all the computers in the world. It grows by itself. It's a miracle. A miracle takes place in our brain. It takes place in our eyes. You have to have a munah to be an atheist, not to see the Rabbeinu Shlom, to believe that all of it happened by itself. And why? What's the source of atheism? What's the source of that emunah? The emunah that we don't have to, we're not obligated to anyone. We want to feel that we're autonomous, we're in charge of ourselves, no one owes us anything. That's the emunah. That emunah causes atheism. If not for that emunah, the emunah in oneself, everyone will be a maimin and a banishla. It's all the negiyas of wanting to be in charge, the negiyas of not having to be beholden to anyone. That's what stops us from being a maimin in Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu was the first maimin in Hashem Echod. He brought the whole idea of Hashem Echod to the world. Even the Goyim reminded that the idea of Achdus HaBorei, the idea that there's a Borei Olam, an infinite Borei Olam, created the world, that idea is Avraham Avinu's Hamtzor. He was the first one who thought of it. And others thought, but I guess he's the first person who taught it to others. Noach believed that. He's the first person who went around teaching it to others, spreading it. Why? Because he wasn't selfish. That's the Nekudah. The Nekudah is to get rid of one's selfishness and mile imprints selflessness into a Jewish body and into a Jewish soul. That's the idea of Mila. There's a Gemara in Beit Zed that says, Achenu Beis Yisrael, B'nei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Achenu Goyim V'Chasodim, B'nei Goyim V'Chasodim, B'nei Avraham Avinu. That's a Gemara. Our brothers who are Goyim V'Chasodim were the children, Amachzikim B'Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu, that's the Lashon. Our brothers who are Goyim L'Chasodim, who are Machzik the Brisa of Avraham Avinu. That's a connection. I'm explaining. The Brisa of Avraham Avinu makes us into Goyim L'Chasodim. The reason we're the kindest people on earth, Klal Yisrael, even Freie Jews, the kindest people on earth is because we're Nimoilim. If you're Nimoil, so you're Olas Halev is Nimoil. So you have a kindness in Yeshua. The Gemara says even a Jew that's not Nimel also is not called an Orel. Klal Yisrael are not Arle Leiv. Because the Mila with the Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Avraham Avinu made was poiled that all the generations, no Jew is an Orel Leiv. He's a Baal Chesed. So the two go together. Mila and Chesed. The whole story, everything that took place, the details of the whole story are that Avraham Avinu is Nimoil and is a new person on the stage of the world now. It's Avraham, not Avraham. Someone who worries about the world. Someone who's making a tikkun for the whole world, not even just for himself. And at that stage also, with the after he was Nimoil, there was a psura to Sarah that she'd have Yitzchak. Because there was a psura because of the Mila also, that Avraham would be zeichet to continue into another generation when he would die, there would be continuation to Yitzchak, and then Yitzchak to Yaakov, and to the Shvatim, and to Klal Yisrael. That all came from the Mila. Avraham Avinu sat and was mispalled for Sdoim, stood and was mispalled for Sdoim. Sdoim shouldn't be destroyed. Anshei Sdoim roim v'chatoim Hashem me'oid. There's no greater community of Rishoim, city of Rishoim, as Sdoim, Amor, Amo, Tzvoim. Rishoim, the Torah is made on them, Anshei Sdoim roim v'chatoim Hashem me'oid. And he was a misfalo for them. Shouldn't he have been happy that they'd be destroyed, that evil would be destroyed in the world? Because Avraham Avinu's chesed saw that everything in the Bria can be brought to good. He had an ayin toiv on the world. He saw the world as a place for an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. He was imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being a Baal Chesed. He knew that Rabbeinu Shem also is a Baal Chesed. Rabbeinu Shem created the world to do chesed. He wants to give us schar, wants to give us Elam Habo. And even the Yetzer Hara is also there to give us chesed. Yetzer Hara also, when a person overcomes the Yetzer Hara, the Chazal, is thankful to a person for overcoming the Yetzirah. Because it adds Kvod Shemayim, makes it possible for Hashem to give us chesed. So he saw that the tachlis of the whole Bria is chesed. That's what Avraham Avinu saw. So with that in mind, if everything is chesed, so he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to do chesed, why should you destroy Sdoim? Look with an eye of chesed. There are a few tzaddikim there, maybe there's 10 tzaddikim there. It's kedai to keep the whole city alive for 10 tzaddikim. Everything is chesed. He saw the Rebbeinu Shalom, everything is chesed. Avraham Avinu was not successful in being misspelled. But I think as a result of his tefillah, Lot was saved. Lot was saved from Sdoim. What is Lot saving? Lot gave birth to Ammon and Moav. And Moav gave birth to David HaMelech. And David HaMelech gave birth to Mashiach. So Lot, saving Lot is saving Mashiach. If Lot would have been destroyed, it could be there would be another Mashiach. Would have to come some other way, but the way Mashiach comes is through Lot. This Lot, who lusted after money, was ready to be mafkir his daughters for Anshei Sdoim, not the most savory character, Lot. But Loit is the father of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Avraham Avinu saved Loit because he was saving Mashiach. And here again, the Malachim saved Loit, they're saving Mashiach. And it's all again through the chesed of Avraham Avinu, the schus of Avraham Avinu, maybe the tefillah of Avraham Avinu. It says mefurish because of the schus of Avraham Avinu. It says, Gam leloit ahoylich es Avraham. It says in the pasuk. Ben Shalom saved him from Loit because he belonged to Avraham. He was part of Avraham's family. So the chesed of Avraham is not just a chesed, but it's the tikkun of the entire Bria. It perfects the entire Bria, not only that, it brings about Mashiach. Because that is the central point of a human being, the central point of a Jew. What he's supposed to do with his life is not to think about himself, to think about others. Once a person perfects that nekudah, he himself becomes perfect, family becomes perfect, and the whole world becomes perfect. Mashiach comes because of that. That's what the pasuk is telling us. Bris Mile brings the chesed of Avraham with the Urchim, with the three malachim. It brings about his tefillah for Sdoim, and it brings about the Hatzolah of Loit. The three malachim, one of them is Rapis is Avraham, one is Vaser HaSor, and one is Lafech HaSdoim and Tvimatzir, Lafech HaSdoim. The one that was Rapis Avraham also saved Loit. Three Malachim that are really being Isaac here in the whole future history of the world. That's what they're doing here. The Marap Avraham, without Avraham, there's no one to believe in Hashem Echod, no one to teach it. The Mevasa Sora, without a son, Avraham's teachings would end when he dies. So there's a continuation of Avraham. Lafech Hasdoim, to destroy evil that shouldn't overcome the entire world, but to save Loit, to make sure that Mashiach is born from Loit. Mashiach is born from Loit in strange ways, but that's how Rabban Shalom wants Mashiach to be born. You don't understand the Drachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how Mashiach is born. All because of the one Nekudah, which is the Nekudah of the entire world, the Nekudah of selflessness. Nekudah that we're not living for ourselves, we're living for others. That's a Jew. It says, a Jew that's an Achzor, you can be misupik if he belongs to Klal Yisrael. Because Achzor is not the meaning of Klal Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael Rachmonim, B'nei Rachmonim. We're not cruel. Rachmonim, B'nei Rachmonim. Because we're B'nei Avraham Avinu. And finally, this gewaltige, at the end of the parasha, the gewaltige chesed of Avraham Avinu, who is this gewaltige bal chesed, is asked to bring a korban, to bring his son as a korban, as the direct opposite of chesed, to take his son, whom he loves, that he had when he was 100 years old, and to go and offer him as a korban. It's the direct opposite. There can't be a bigger nisoyin for Avraham Avinu than to have to do an achzorius. The hepech of everything he stood for, everything he's supposed to do in the world. That's the Rabban Shem wanted him to know one thing. You're not about chesed because you love to do chesed. It makes you feel good. Some people about the chesed. It makes them feel good. They do a chesed, make a shidduch, they help a sick person, it makes them feel good. That's not why we're Bali Chesed. We're Bali Chesed because we're not here for ourselves. If a person's about Chesed because it makes him feel good, it's also, it's a nice midah. But it's not the tachlis of what a person should be doing. We're not here because we feel good. We have an aliyah. That's not what we're balei chesed. We're balei chesed because the rotzen Hashem is not to live for ourselves. Not to live for ourselves, that's the akedah. The akedah tells us that the nisoyin of the akedah is that Avraham Avinu is ready to do even an achzorius if it's rotzen Hashem. Doesn't have any ego, doesn't do anything for himself. Even an achzorius is ready to do for rotzen Hashem. So forget it fits in, the akedah fits in with this whole idea of Avraham's chesed. Because the chesed is not a midah that he had, but it's his batlus, the rotzen Hashem that he had. When you batlu yourself to rotzen Hashem, you become a bal chesed. And then the soyin of the akedah is to show that Avraham was mevatel himself to rotzen Hashem. At the end of the akedah it says, "Ati yodati ki yirei lekim ato lo yichasachto es bincha simchincha mimeni." Moshem tells him, "Ki ati yodati ki yirei lekim ato." I know now that you're yirei lekim. It doesn't say oyev Hashem. And now I know you're a yirei lekim. What's a yirei lekim? You're mevatel yourself to rotzen Hashem. Until now I saw you're a bal chesed. You're oyev Hashem. You're willing to do everything that I want, be moisa nefesh for me. But it's possible that you had a little bit of feeling that it's for yourself. Makes you feel good. Now I see yirei lekim ato, that you're mevatel yourself. Yirei Hashemayim means you're mevatel yourself to rotzen Hashem. Yirei lekim ato, because lechosachta zbinchos yichidcho mimeni. And that is a rechoche on what type of chesed Avraham Avinu had. Not stam a chesed of altruism, of feeling good by helping others. It's a good midah. It's a midah which is good to inculcate in a person, but that's not the tachlis. The tachlis of chesed is, I don't have myself. I only have another person. I want to do chesed to him because I don't exist. I'm here to do chesed. Like the Rebbein Shalom's chesed is a chesed not for selfish reasons. But what do you give to the Rebbein Shalom by doing chesed, by doing mitzvahs or by receiving schar? No reason why he wants, what he gains from it. But he wants to give chesed to the world. That's the chesed that a person should try to inculcate in himself. A chesed that for no other reason but because there's a mitzvah of chesed, because I'm not self-centered. I think about others. That's the reason, and that's the Jewish chesed that there is. That's the emes of Jewish chesed. We have mamash a parsha, which is based, which tells us everything. Everything in this parsha tells us about the binyan of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu grew from madrega to madrega after the mila. Lech lecho is before the mila, is madregas, and vayero is after the mila. The madregas that he reached in chesed, in avodas Hashem, in being mevatel himself to rotzen Hashem in every area. That's the chesed Avraham, which is selfless chesed for avodas Hashem. If this is the ikar nekuda, if Avraham is the ikar nekuda of a Jew, how much do we have to work on it? We have to work on this type of chesed. Think about another person. Worry about another person. Try to help another person. And if I care not to think about our position, our COVID, not to be jealous, think what the other person has, I'd be happy with someone else's accomplishments. Madrege, but something we have to strive towards. We have to learn. What chesed is, when chazal, what it means to be a bal chesed, and not to be nichna to the yitzahore of kas, selfishness, of jealousy, to spend time, spend effort, is bainanus, thinking what we can do for another person. Someone who has 5 minutes, he doesn't have anything special to do, he's waiting for something, he has to wait 5 minutes. What should he do those 5 minutes? He should be thinking, what can he do for his friends? Go through his friends in his mind, think, what could I do for my friends? This friend, he looks a little sad today, I'm going to go over and I'm going to talk to him, I'm going to chazik him. This one needs help in this way. Think about someone else. That's the binyan of a Jew, is the thinking of someone else. That's the expression of the bris of Avraham Avinu in ourselves, is that we can think about someone else. A goy can't think about someone else. A Jew can think about someone else. The olas halev doesn't exist for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bench us, we should steig in chesed, the chesed of Avraham Avinu, and we should emerson b'zeich d'bim b'nei Avraham Avinu ha-mavzikim b'vrisa shel Avraham Avinu, the mavzik in the bris of Avraham Avinu, to come b'alei chesed, without any te'eles, without any hope for te'eles, for personal te'eles, just to do chesed to someone else.